Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. See, I was just here typing. I had this idea, and that motherfucking Steve Dean called me, and I got to talk a shit with him. But you seen I was typing. You know, I could type like 80 words a minute. And shit, goddammit, I got that shit out. Man, do I got something for your ass today. Let me see, what is it titled? Elementary, Junior, then Senior. Come on, that's how we went to high school when we was kids. But let me explain some shit first. You know, because June is coming to an end. You motherfuckers is fucking with me about Sidewalk University. It's one thing you guys got to get straight. I am not going to have you tell me what kind of deal you want. I'm getting that. Man, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, look, motherfucker, why don't you go buy some of the bullshit that's out there? Because 216, goddamn, man, you didn't even give me a chance to start talking. Come on, bro, what's up?
Yeah, I ain't gonna wait. Before you even get started, I ain't gonna let you start. I got one for you. Hey, Bud. So, how much effort do you put into catching a bitch, like a square bitch?
How much what?
Effort. Effort do you as Rosebud put into catching a bitch?
Man, now let me ask you something, man.
Yes, sir.
If I was a professional baseball player, would you ask me how much effort do I put in the building a grounder?
My phone kind of cut out. How much effort do you put in the wet? I'm sorry.
I said, bro, my point. Listen, what I'm saying is, if I was a baseball player, professional, would you ask me how much effort I put into fielding a grounder?
No.
Why not?
I would assume no effort.
Well, you would be wrong as fuck. He put 1,000% effort in it because that's his profession. He does it to perfection every time he does it. So, to make sense of what I just said, how much effort do I put into catching a square bitch? As much effort as I would put into catching a bitch.
Okay.
It don't matter if she's square. She ain't got nothing on her forehead saying she's square. I'm only going to know that by talking to the bitch. So okay. I don't bullshit. I don't halfway do nothing. I'm going all the way, bro. So if it's a square bitch, if it's a fly bitch, if it's a whatever bitch, I'm going the same 1,000 on her.
Okay.
All
but
right.
That don't involve like but that don't involve going out of your way like.
Fuck going
her, right?
Out of my way. That's not no effort. Going out of my way is going out of my way. Effort is making sure I stay in my fucking way. You feel me?
That makes sense.
Yeah, man. Thank you. 225, I see you. I'm glad you waited, brother. Come on.
Hey, bud. I got one
question,
man. Remember a while ago, you come out, you had a 450 deal.
Bro, stop. You got to speak up.
All right, let me tell you. You told me you had a 450 deal going on, all right? And I'm calling about the deal. I want to know, why is it $450 for 2-for-1? Like, what's going on with that?
Hey, listen, man. First and foremost, whatever you talking about ain't going on because it was going on when I was talking about whatever that deal was. But 850, I don't know what you wanted. 850 is the course. Half of that is 425. I don't know exactly what you're talking about. I make all kind of goddamn deals out my mouth, but on my site, that shit is what it is. So what I'm saying is if you don't jump on what the fuck I'm talking about when I say it, then you ain't getting it. That's what I'm talking about at first. You motherfuckers call me a month and a half, 2 months after I said something and talking about you want the deal. I ain't said shit for 450 in a long time, so when are you talking about?
Well, can I tell you this then?
Man, fuck that. When are you talking about?
What I'm talking about, I actually watched the video a few
days ago.
I
didn't ask you what you talking
about. It was
about
a week or two ago.
Hey, bro, I didn't ask you
I
what
don't
you
remember
about.
When, but
no,
you
man,
told
see,
me
wait,
that
on,
it ends.
Your fucking mouth. I don't have to listen to you. I'll mute your motherfucking ass. What I'm saying is, you talking about the 450 deal. I mentioned the 450 deal probably a month ago, more than that. So when are you talking about how come I'm saying 450 and then blah, 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 whatever the fuck you've been to say? Now talk, nigga.
All right. I said that because I wanted you to explain the 450 deal because I didn't understand it. Like, what's the catch to it?
Bro. You still talking about the 450 deal, which I asked you about, but you ain't telling me when it was. What I'm saying is I may have very well said 450 for whatever, but I don't know what the fuck it was. That'd be some kind of shit I'm thinking in my head when I think it. And I say, y'all can get this deal, blah, blah, blah. But then you motherfuckers hear it and wait weeks, months, and then call me or get at me and ask me, well, what about the deal? Man, I've had about 10 motherfuckers asked me about shit. One motherfucker want all my goddamn tools. That's over $5,000 worth of shit. Well, what kind of deal can you give me, man? Well, man, you send me two racks, I give it to you. So he hit me back. Man, that's like, that ain't cool, man, blah, blah, blah. I want all of your shit. You know, that's something, fuck you and your two racks, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what you want. If you want a deal and I offer you the deal, then you should take it. But no, you want a counter offer, like I'm bargaining away my shit. I wish I would do that. I'd rather not make a sale, which is what I did because I blocked that motherfucker. I do not give a fuck about your $1,100 or whatever the fuck you got to spend. The only thing I give a fuck about is if you want to fuck with me on my terms. Now, what about that 450, nigga? You want to get it or not? See there? That's
yes,
what I'm
I
want to
get
it. No. Stop. That's what I'm talking about. You motherfuckers are full of shit. If you want to get the shit for 450, why you just say I'm ready to spend it now? Because you ain't.
Well,
you
ready.
Full of shit. You know you ain't ready to do shit, man. That's why you didn't do it when I fucking mentioned it.
That's because I wasn't right to
start
to
some fucking stupid shit. Now, come on, man. Quit lying to yourself because you can't lie to me. I ain't gonna
lie. I see what you're saying.
No,
I am lying to myself.
You know what I'm saying, motherfucker?
All right, you're right about
that. I know goddamn well you see what I'm saying. I'm not talking
shit. Can I ask you one question?
What is your question there, goddammit?
Do the deal end Juneteenth?
No, that ain't the same deal.
So what were you talking about?
Juneteenth deal, you only have to pay for the course. You don't have to pay for the tuition, which is $500 less.
All right.
And I got motherfuckers that then jumped on that shit, too, because it's a deal. But they jumped on it. I only said that yesterday or the day before. They already jumped on it because they ain't full of shit. They ain't full of shit like you motherfuckers want to call and ask this and that. What I'm saying is, if you fucking with me, you got to know my shit is dope. And if you just want to bargain for it, then you don't want it. But if you want to bargain for it and a nigga give you a bargain, you better jump on it because the next time you ask me, I'm changing back to the original price. I'm not Monty motherfucking Hall. You ain't making no goddamn deal with me because you got some money. Fuck you and your money. That's what I think. Now, what?
Hey, man, you said what you had to say. I respect that.
All right, then. Get your ass off of here with that bullshit, man. Don't fuck with me. Don't come on here fucking with me. Shit. Now, I'm going to start over. My thing is, Sidewalk University is unique. It's unique because it has combined rote learning and active learning, which you motherfuckers only get rote learning. That's why none of you know shit. That's why even if you graduated from college, unless you went to work in your field, you don't even remember none of that goddamn shit you learned. That's because you did it rotely. I'm an active motherfucker, but I know rote is important. So without the knowledge, how you going to be actually executed? So rote is important because it gives you the knowledge. But active is 7,000 times more important because it seals whatever you learned and took from that knowledge in you. Don't fuck with me unless you want to get game up, period. You motherfuckers think whatever you think. I don't know what the fuck you think, but I know I ain't it. Shit. The first semester at motherfucking Sidewalk University is like you in elementary school. And you're learning the basics. You're learning the ropes. Rotely. You're learning this rope shit. In the second semester, it's like middle school or junior high, however you see it. And that's where you learn how to use the shit that you learned in the first semester. But the last semester, the third semester, which is where we are now at Sidewalk University, is where you get game. You take the knowledge you learned, you put what you know how to do with it, knowledge, wisdom, and the last goddamn semester is the understanding. You understand how, when, where, what, everything about this goddamn shit. And you do it in 3 months. And I have been in these streets 50 years. And I'm still learning. You learn what you need to know in 3 months. And you can stop learning there if you want to. But I doubt if you will. Because this shit is ongoing. 646, what's up, bro? I'm sorry. I get to talking shit, brother, and, you know, I don't even look over here and see. I don't know how long you've been there, but thanks for waiting. What's up?
Is this me?
Yeah, you, 646.
Got you. So my question is, I'm someone who had...
Bro, stop. Speak up. Get closer to the phone so we can hear you.
Okay, hello?
I got you now. Go ahead.
Thank you. Got you. So I'm someone who had, well, thought I had game prior to coming to your, well, prior to seeing your show. And after seeing you, I realized I don't have nearly as much as I thought I had. So now I want to join Sidewalk University. For men who are interested in joining but had success with, I guess, moderate success with women prior, where would we consider starting?
Bro, stop right there. Listen, and don't take this personal. But listen, I doubt if you had any kind of fucking success with bitches. Now, you may have got some pussy before, but shit. The way you talk, you ain't had no goddamn success. You ain't had no moderate success. You full of shit. I can tell. Man, I can see some muddy water spot dry land. I do not have to be anywhere near you to motherfucking know who I'm talking to. So, what you should be asking, instead of trying to describe your goddamn self, you should be asking about Sidewalk University. How do I get in? Because it doesn't matter where you're at on the level of as far as empty or full. You could be halfway. You could be three-fourths. You still need it because you don't have no fucking game. You could tell that by the way you talk. So whatever success you have with bitches is going to be increased 30 times with game. When you know what you're doing and you know how to talk to the bitch, you know what to say, you know the timing and flow, you know the tone, you know how to motherfucking emphasize this word, that word, you know eye language, you know, bro, I'm saying there's so much you learn in motherfucking SWU that ain't got shit to do with bitches. you become a motherfucker. Like me, because what I know ain't got shit to do with a goddamn bitch. What I know got everything to do with what I believe about my goddamn self. Bro. You feel me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, hey, brother, get at me. AskRosebud@gmail.com. Get at me. I'll hook you in. 3 months, you'll be a different motherfucker. And on the fourth month, you'll be coming on here and people will be swearing to God, I paid you to say what you're saying.
Oh, we'll do AskRosebud@gmail.
AskRosebud2Ds@gmail.com. That's me, bro.
I appreciate
hey,
you, Rosebud. You're the god of this.
All right, get at me, man. 701, what's up?
OG, my OG, this is D, the African brother.
What's
man.
Up?
You know, I can't
hey,
fuck
come
with.
On, man. That's my nigga, man. From Africa. What's happening?
Hey, it's been a while, man, and they gonna miss you, man. Everything's good. You know, you're the only nigga.
Whoa,
head,
whoa,
nigga.
Wait a
you
minute. Wait a minute. Wait. It's been two Ds calling.
This is D with the three questions. Yes, sir.
D, listen. It's another
What's
brother.
Up,
just listen. This another brother called in. His name D. He sounds exactly like you. And he called in the last three shows. And when I say something to him, D, he said, nah, man, I'm not the D with the three questions.
Exactly. OG, I want to touch on that real quick.
Go ahead.
I believe it's, I was listening to your old, you know, I fuck with your shit. I follow you. I believe his name is DeMonte. He was like, is this D the one with the three questions? He was like, nah, this is DeMonte, man.
Yeah, okay. Come on, D. What's your question?
Hey, OG, listen, though, man, you know, I just be working. I've been busy as fuck, man. I just came in to say hello to you, and I know you're the only nigga in your age. You're having fun as fuck, man. I came to show you some love. And, OG, I'm going to come back maybe like 2 weeks from now. I'm going to bless you with some tequila and some swish, man. You know I got nothing but love for you, man.
Hey, I got mad love for you, too, man. You know, you a long-time motherfucker. Be fucking with me, man. You test me all the time. I love it.
Hey, OG, peep game, though. I'm going to ask you one question, man. I just hope you don't shoot me with your double-barrel Uzi. I hope your double-barrel Uzi is on safety. I'm going to ask you
Come
one
on.
Question, OG, man. Man,
What's
listen,
that?
Like, I want to ask you, okay, you know, this is off the subject, man. I know you're doing your show. This is off the subject. Here's my question, man. Do you believe a lot of men in America, do you believe a lot of men, they want to have kids, but at the same time, they don't want to have kids because they don't really want to go with their baby mom situation, like child support, you know, baby mama blocking them for the kids and shit. You get my question?
No. Hold on. Let me ask you something. You said, do I believe a lot of American men do what?
Do you believe a lot of men, they want to have kids, but at the same time,
they don't want to deal with their child support.
I want to finish my question, OG.
Did you say that want to have kids?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do I believe that a lot of American men that want to have kids want to do what?
And at the same time, they don't want to deal with child support because, you know, baby mama drunk.
Oh, they don't
want to
deal with
them.
The responsibility of having kids.
Yes, sir, like child support, baby mama
hey,
taking the kids
stop,
away
stop,
from them,
stop,
all that bullshit.
Stop, man. I don't want to hear all your goddamn bullshit. I just want the question. The fucking question, hell yeah, I think it's a lot of motherfuckers out there like that. I think it's a lot of motherfuckers out there that get trapped into that. I think it's a lot of motherfuckers that don't wear jimmies and they should wear jimmies. I think it's a lot of motherfuckers that want kids and ready for it. But what does that have to do with the price of tea, man? What are you asking? That's a fucked up question.
No. My thing is, like, you feel me? A lot of my niggas, they're going through that shit. Like me, I ain't going to lie to you, man. I ain't got no kids.
Hey, wait,
you feel me?
Man,
like...
Wait. You asking if... There is a lot of American men that want to have kids but don't want the responsibility taking care of blah, blah, blah.
I want to correct that. All right, peep again. OG, okay, I want to make it clear. We're kicking it, man. I can't even kick it with you. We're kicking it. I want you to understand me.
No,
okay.
We ain't kicking it, man. You're trying to make me see some bullshit and I ain't going for it. I ain't trying to see that shit you're saying. You ain't. You running from the question you're asking.
No, sir. No, no, no.
Hey, I'm gone, man. You know I'm not arguing with you. Fuck you.
I'm gonna come back.
I'm gone, man. It's too late. 216. What's up? 252. I got.
I bit her though. I was here earlier. So I got a question for you. So when you put that effort in, you put majority of the effort in building yourself up, you know what I'm saying, to be a cat to a woman, or do you put that effort in to, you know what I'm saying, chase a baby?
Hey, unlike you, I do my work before I start doing shit. So whatever I be doing as far as what I said with the bitch, I already made preparations mentally to not even have to think about that goddamn shit you saying. I ain't thinking about none of that when I motherfucking go talk to a bitch. I think about, man, am I looking cool? Am I walking cool? You know, but once I get there, I'm gonna motherfucking say whatever the fuck I say. Fuck that bitch. I really don't care what she say, but I gotta listen so I can respond. So I hear what the fuck she say, and I go for, not necessarily go for it, but, you know, I go at it with what I'm doing, but it ain't got shit to do with the bitch. It got everything to do with what I'm thinking while I'm talking to baby. You know, look, baby, you understand what I'm saying? Woo, woo, woo. And if she responds fucked up, I may say something to check her. And if I check her and the bitch don't get checked, I'm gone. I don't give a fuck, bitch. You the one losing. This, hey, let me ask you this. Listen, if you get a bitch, is she getting something better than she would normally get?
Without a doubt.
Okay, let me ask you. Wait, stop. And let me tell you, before you open your mouth, I'm going to show you how you full of shit. Unless you show me how you not full of shit. Fair?
Yeah, that's fair. Come on.
Well, what makes you different, bro?
Everything, and then
stop,
I don't want that from
you. Stop! Listen to me.
What's up?
When you come out, there's something specific in what I ask. That's what the word "what" means.
Okay.
What? Listen. What makes you different? And when you say everything, you know what that's telling me? Nothing is different about you, because that's what any motherfucker would say. So, that's
one
thing.
Let me ask it again.
Let's start all over.
Okay.
What's different about you, bro?
I don't lie to a bitch. I don't want pussy from a bitch. I want way more than that. Most guys out here lie to bitches and only want pussy.
Stop right there. Stop. Did you hear the difference in your voice? Did you hear the difference in how you presented what the fuck you was presenting when you was being real instead of that bullshit? Did you hear the difference?
I did, but it does. I heard it.
You did,
it
but
felt
what?
Different. I did.
So,
I heard the difference. It even felt different.
Listen to me, bro. This is what I'm trying to tell you motherfuckers, man. The only reason I was who I was because I was not faking. It made me feel like Superman. I would run through the street, run across the street, the car ain't gonna hit me. God damn it. I'm Superman. Because I'm real. This is what I'm trying to tell you motherfuckers, man. Women can hear the realness in you when you being real. It's in your voice. It's in how you talk. It's in the emphasis that you put on the words. Man, I don't lie to no bitch. I mean, you started off with this, answering the question, which is what motherfuckers don't do. They do what you do. Oh, everything is different. That bitch say, oh, shit. And even if you catch yourself at that point, she don't want to hear what the fuck you got to say because you done already fucked up. Come on, man. You got to be sharp, bro. 701, come on with your goddamn ass. You finna talk some more shit. 216, I'm not getting rid of you.
This is D.O.G.
Can you shut up and wait till I talk to you? 216, I'm not getting rid of you. I'm just, you still alive if you want to say something.
I love this nigga. I love this nigga.
I'm going to talk to 701. Come on, 701, you motherfucker.
Hey, but you know, I remember one thing, because you know I've been fucking with you for a long time, and one thing, like, you suggest us not to do, to fuck with the bitches, like to not fuck with the bitches, like, at work, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. At my job, man, them bitches, they be feeling your nigga, man. OG, I want to ask you this, man. I need your help on this, man. I'm fucking with this bro. Like, you know, we got that good vibe. You know, we be having conversation shit. Like,
she's
I want to keep
co-worker.
It short.
She a co-worker?
No, she just work with me. She's a regular woman. She just
she's
not a manager. She's
a co-worker.
What's that?
Do she work with you?
Yes, sir. She don't have no authority.
So you already
like
know what I'm going to say, man. You eating where you shit. If you want to eat some shitty food, go ahead. You ain't even got to ask the question. If you want to eat some shitty food, go ahead. Otherwise, soon as you and that bitch fall out, I hope you don't have no problem at work. As soon as you see another bitch that ain't at work, and this bitch know you fucking with some bitch that ain't at work, so I hope you don't have no bitch problems. So, well, I'm saying, do what you want to do, man.
Hey, that's one thing I love about you. You just check me, OG. You just check me on that shit.
Hey, it ain't you, bro.
OG.
I check shit.
I'm
going to
holler at you next week, man. I'm going to come bless you some tequila and some solution, man. Much love, OG.
Hey, wait. You know what I say to motherfuckers that make them goddamn promises? Fuck you. 252, what's up, goddammit?
Bud, what's good, man? This D, and not the motherfucker with the three questions.
Hey, wait a minute. This the other motherfucking D?
Yes, sir. I ain't got no questions. I just want to tap in. I just want to tap in and say what's up. I heard you bring up my name, and I was like, let me just fuck with him real quick.
Okay, well, all right, bro. Hey, both of y'all right, know me. Know y'all, man. Y'all talk shit. I love it. What's up? Come on, man. You got a question?
Oh, no, man. Like I said, I just want to tap in and say what's up. I'm here. I just hear y'all talking about me.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's cool. 773, what's going on with you, brother? 773. Okay, it's cool. 773, what's going on with you, brother? 773, are you there? Turn your goddamn radio down or whatever you listen to. And come up. All right.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, bro? Hey, you motherfucker that just said hello, come on, talk.
Oh, I got you, but I didn't know if you could hear me or not, man.
Yeah, I can hear you.
My
come
first
on.
Time. All right, so look, man, I appreciate how you were giving the game and whatnot. You know, shit. All I can say is I'm a listener. I'm a person who's taking the game for what it is. And one thing I like that you always say is that.
Stop. Either you're not talking into your phone or something, because what I'm saying, your shit is not echoing, so you didn't turn it down. But what I'm saying is speak up, man.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, can you, is that a little bit better?
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool. Let me ask you this. You say that the game. You can't say that you a player, Mac or whatever. You know, you gotta prove that. You can't talk about it. A lot of guys get on the phone and they talk about I'm a player, I'm this, I'm that. I'm of the persuasion and opinion that it ain't about what you say, it's about what you do, it's about the type of walk you do. If you a plumber, you gonna work on it.
Bro,
you know, if you're an electrician,
on.
You gonna work
on shit. We ain't in elementary school. Come on. What's the question?
All right, so the question is this. I got this chick that always, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Stop. You're fading out. You got this chick that's what?
I got this chick that I told whatever. She just basically.
Okay, listen. I can't fuck with you, man. Listen. I can't fuck with you because you're a scary motherfucker. You don't want nobody to hear you talk. You know? I'm having a hard time hearing you. I done told you 3-4 times. And you keep talking the same fucking low level. What does that mean? You a scary ass motherfucker and you really scared to ask what the fuck you're trying to ask. What the fuck do you want? Open your punk ass mouth and say it like you mean it. You want everybody to hear you. Now talk.
The game is, all I got to say is that the game is in you.
All right, man, whatever. Come on, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to say it like this, but the game is in you. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel, man. I feel like this chick, you know, that I'm talking to, I'm just letting her know what it is, bro. You know, and every chick I talk to.
Hey, wait, stop, stop. The game was in you, and if you really believe game was in you, and you was talking to a motherfucker that said you whispering through a straw, would you keep whispering through the straw? Or since you ganged up, would you let that motherfucker know you ain't scared to say or scared to be heard? You might have was trying to be polite or whatever the fuck, but you couldn't keep whispering through a straw, would you?
No.
You a liar. Because that's what you're doing. You're a goddamn liar. You're doing exactly what you're saying you won't do. Because you motherfuckers don't care what you say. You just want to sound right. But you fucking with me. And I don't ask no questions that you can easily answer. I ask the question that you got to be truthful about. And if it's truthful, I'm going with it. But if it's not, I'm going to tie your ass up. And you a liar. Period. Because Hey, what are you crying about now? I was talking. Hey, let me be quiet so your quiet fucking ass can be heard when you start whispering.
No, that ain't even what it is, man. I got a cell phone that's got issues with the reception, man. So, but I'm here right now. But what I wanted to say to you is, yeah, no. But hey, I appreciate that. But I need that because I do have some issues with my confidence. But that's what I'm saying. I'm working on that, and I'm being honest with myself.
No,
I ain't gonna tell myself.
No, you're working against it because all you do is the same shit you know you shouldn't be doing. How's that working on it? See how you lie to yourself,
because
you lying ass motherfucker? You a liar. And you don't know you a liar because you lie to yourself every day so much that you don't think you lying. How the fuck are you working on your confidence if you're doing the same goddamn shit you already know is fucked up?
The way that I work on my confidence is being honest with myself.
You got to think about that, bro. So I'm going to give you time to think about it, come up with your answer, and watch my black ass chop you up in a nanosecond.
Look, but, hey, this is what it is, man. The number one way I'll be honest with myself is to understand that everybody has, you know what I'm saying, shortcomings. And I'm no exception to that.
The only thing you're doing with that punk statement is giving yourself a reason to be a bitch. Go ahead.
All right. So this is what it is right here. Like I said at first, you know, everybody has shortcomings, and I'm no exception. But the one thing that I'm doing, and I know that I'm doing that's better, is every morning I get up. And I want you to listen to this, bud. Every morning I get up, I look at myself in the mirror, and I let it be known who I am and what I am. And what I am is a person who's improving every single day. As long as I'm better than I was the day before, and when I say improvement can mean anything, not just for women.
Oh, my God.
Out of my job.
You think I need all of this bullshit? Let me tell your motherfucking punk ass something. If you think otherwise, everybody has shortcomings. They do. But the motherfucker that really have a shortcoming is the motherfucker that don't know he have shortcomings. So since you don't fit in that category, where's your shortcomings? wherever they are. I'm not saying you don't have them. I'm saying it ain't because you don't. It ain't because you blinding yourself thinking you perfect. So what I'm saying is, every morning I wake up, I look at myself and I say, "Damn, nigga, is there anything else you could do?" But it ain't like I'm questioning what else can I do. No, motherfucker, I done done everything I thought of. I done done it to the fullest. And whether it made me some money or not, I ain't giving a fuck. I'm in the entertainment business, and I'm entertaining one motherfucker. And it's me. As long as I'm making me happy, I don't give a fuck about nobody else. None. I actually don't give a fuck. I don't want nothing bad to happen to you or nothing like that. I ain't against you or nothing like that. But what I'm saying is you can believe whatever the fuck you believe. Just don't expect me to believe it unless I do. And if I don't, I'm strong enough to stand up for what I believe. I ain't going to adjust shit I say. I'm going to tell you what it is, and if you like it or dislike it, so be it. But you think it's going to bother me? Fuck you. I already made my mind up about it. That's why I'm telling you. You understand that?
Yes, sir. One thing. The last thing I want to say. Matter of fact, this is it, and then I'm gonna yield the floor, man. By listening to you over the years, man. Like I said, I'm a long time listener, first time caller today. I've learned that you got to be selfish in this world, because if you not, when I say selfish, that means I'm putting myself first. Because when I get up in the morning, I have to eat. You know what I'm saying? I don't worry about what nobody else eating if I can't eat. So that's what I want to say to the dudes. Put yourself first. Stop trying to please these women. Stop trying to please everybody else. Learn how to please yourself. And what Bud is saying is some real shit. So that's all I got to say.
Selfishness and conceit is what we all need to develop. Because the old man, the 1800 man, the 1700 man, they didn't think of it like this, but that's what they was thinking. Man, what I say go, what I think go, what I believe is how it's going to go, and that's that. Now, you know, of course, we know a lot of more shit now, but we can use all that shit to reinforce where we coming from, because that's what I do. I really do. Hey, 773, believe it or not, this is some good shit, bro. I love you, man. Hey, 414, what's up?
Man, what's going on, OG? Checking in from a winter wonderland. And like I said, thank you for kicking them in their nuts and continue doing what you're doing. And I just got to say this. You niggas keep on acting the way y'all acting. That's the reason I get as many women as I get. You know why? Because they talk about you. You need a man with sensitivity ass niggas. Quit thinking so much. And y'all got the nerve to talk to the OG about confidence and all this type of shit. You've been listening for years. But goddamn it, you done lost your book and dropped your lessons. Wake up, smell the coffee, okay? If you, all this shit, you motherfuckers in me, it's on me. All these, nigga, you don't know what the fuck you talking about. Just say that you're lame and you need some game. But back to you, OG. I've been chasing my ghost, and it's been coming to fruition, and I thank you for keeping that idea on me. Never stop at where I'm going. And every day, like you said, nigga, when you want it, you think about it, go get it. And all these motherfuckers talking about, oh, yeah, I'm going to think about it. Bitch, I'm out here really doing it. And you keep on doing what y'all doing with y'all women, and I'm going to continue to catch them. Because the only thing I sit up and tell them is, hey, this is my way. Okay?
Up,
like I said, nigga, you.
Hold up, man. Hold up. Who the fuck are you? I guess you can't tell me your name or nothing.
No. That's Milwaukee, and this is one of your prime time. You know I'm saying, one of the niggas that stayed down and always came up, and
wait,
I'm the
wait,
one
wait,
that
wait,
told
wait,
you
wait,
may they die
wait,
from.
Wait, stop. I want to say.
Go ahead.
You've been listening to me. You know I don't be
yes,
quiet
sir.
For no nigga. I don't be quiet for no.
Or no bitch.
What I'm saying
right.
is, nigga, you had me quiet for quite a while. And then, actually, it was long enough. It was long enough for me to start tripping, man. This nigga got me listening to him. That's why I cut you off, bro. That shit you spitting is dope. That
well, OG, man, you been go ahead.
Listen, stop. Fuck that. Listen, I can. tell. I don't know which one. I think I can feel it. That you really bought this shit. The way you talk and the way
Listen.
You express it. The way you
OG. OG. You,
and the
I apologize
that you point
for
out, you making it mm-hmm. obvious that you really about it, and I just like that shit, man. That's all I want to say to
OG, you know what I've been noticing, OG? Listen to me, please listen to this, right? I didn't notice that of the other platforms where you go on there and you really be giving a real 18 game and they be acting like, oh, nigga, you don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about if you're talking about that technology fucking Andronymous motherfucking acting like the bitch as good as you or know as much as you, acting like her dick bigger than yours. If you one of them motherfuckers, of course ain't nothing jumping off. Hey, man, I'll tell a bitch in a minute. And this is something you all need to understand. When you hear a bro talking some really forward shit, she either like pussy or she don't respect dudes. And the only way you can check her is to say, look, you talking like your dick bigger than mine, and the motherfucker be fucking with me with a dick talking like that, I'm going to hit him in the motherfucking mouth.
Right.
That shit's going to shut up. Because she knows she ain't mm-hmm. got no dick. And you didn't check her. And either she want to get hit in the mouth or she don't. It's up to her what happened.
That's right. Remember,
man.
You won't love it. Hey, man, OG, you've been really doing a flawless victory, and you've influenced me to sit up and go back and learn even more about myself. But the thing is,
I'll be right there. You got to I'll be right there. Put it in the audio thing.
Man, you fade now, man. So I got to go to my next caller. 347, what's up?
What's good, Rosebud? How you doing, Mr. Dixon?
I'm good, brother.
All right, cool. Yo, check game real quick. So here it is. When I don't have game, the universe will default and tell me what to do. Literally,
stop.
I will know
stop.
When the universe is
saying
different.
Go ahead. Wait, are you asking a question? When you don't have game, what?
Oh, no, I'm asking, like, how do you assess this statement or this game, this facsimile? I'm going to read it again.
Okay, you saying when you don't have game. Wait, let me make sure I'm understanding you. When you don't have game, how do you approach the game or getting game? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's the way it sounds. So when I don't have game, the universe will default and tell me, like default as in take over for me and tell me what to do.
Stop. Fuck no. Whatever that question is, I don't believe that bullshit. You said whenever you don't have game, stop. You say whenever you don't have game, the universe will take over. Fuck no. Right there. Fuck no. If any part of it's wrong, all of it's wrong. So you don't even have to go through whatever scenario you was getting ready to describe. If the shit ain't right, the universe ain't taking over. Unless you a motherfucking star in the sky, or unless you some element the elements can change. No, man, you full of shit, man. You believe in some weak shit that makes you not believe nothing, and you know that's what you're doing. So let's talk about it. Why you want to believe nothing when you believe in the universe? Where is the universe, bro?
The universe to me in that statement.
I didn't
mean,
ask you where
like,
the universe to you, motherfucker. I asked you
again,
where is the universe.
The universe is like what we see.
I didn't ask you what it's like. I asked you where is it. The answer is it's everywhere. It's to infinity. There is no way you can determine what dimensions the universe has. Because if you think it's like X amount of light years away and you go that far, you don't see it's hell of water. Why you think it's this far is because that's as far as you can see. So what I'm saying, motherfucker, if you think something like that gonna deal with you, one motherfucker, you crazy. Now, do that make sense to you? Do it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I'm taking notes, bro.
So what I'm saying is what, bro? What am I saying? You a scary motherfucker. Okay. You don't want to deal with yourself. You want to let everybody else tell you how to deal with you. That's what I don't like about you guys. That's why I go so hard on you. You scared of your motherfucking self. You scared of what you think. You scared of how you feel. Don't want no intimacy. Don't want to have a real conversation. You don't want shit because you're scared. Then you know it, and if you admit it, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, it's true. I'm getting a little bit better.
I know it's true, bro. Stop. Listen, I know it's true. And what I'm saying is what's fucked up is I got to go like this. Go hard like this. I got to talk like this to make motherfuckers believe.
Nah, bro, that's the default. That's the only way to come at it.
No,
like
bro.
You're
missing my point. You're missing my point. I'm not saying I'm doing
it. The point is to actually do it. Like, do
it. I'm not saying I'm going about it wrong. I'm not saying I'm going about it the wrong way. I'm saying it's fucked up that I have to go about it. Because we as already know this. It's been bred out of us for the past 40 years. It's been bred out of us to be men. And now we're having motherfuckers that's actually a reflection of being or a result of motherfuckers being insecure. They don't believe what they... The only reason we progress to be the motherfuckers we are is because maverick motherfuckers believe what they believe. Man, I'm not believing that regular bullshit. I'm going to believe there's much more I can have, and that motherfucker go have it. And then we all start believing, well, there's more we can have, blah, blah, blah. But my point is, everybody's believing you should want this. You shouldn't be this. Whatever made us be the men we were, we shouldn't do it anymore. What's fucked up with that is it castrates you. So what I'm saying is we shouldn't be the motherfuckers we were before as far as what we believe. We should change how we think. Well, bitch don't need us that much, but it doesn't mean we're less significant. It means that we have to show our significance in other ways than trying to make a bitch think she ain't shit. Because a pimp nigga like me, I ain't never told a bitch she wasn't shit. I always made that bitch know you motherfuckers that make the world go round, you crazy motherfucker. What I'm saying is this. Show me a motherfucker that don't need a motherfucking need a home. And he running some sort of multi-million-dollar company. He got to have some hoes. So you got value, bitch. It's just that it's not the kind of value
yeah, I know that.
Average bitch have. So if your stupid ass gonna start thinking like an average bitch, then you gonna lose. But
you're
if
right.
You start thinking like a hoe, got your own shit, you got the same shit I got. But you ain't got something as valuable as what I got. But you got what I got. Everything you do is being rewarded because you're living the life of Riley. You ain't having to do nothing no more than you want to do when you want to do it. She living just like me. So what I'm saying is everything is like not offset, but it's equal. It's equal. That's the real game. The real game is it's equal. The bitch win too. The bitch leave. She got all this fucking game. She might be broke, stinking, and hungry. You know, got a black eye or whatever and leave. But even with that black eye, that bitch can make some money. That bitch ain't got to give it to me. She gets some money to do whatever the fuck she want to do with it. And when she really become a hoe and get her face off, you know, back in order, it's your mama that bitch to make. Why? because she was fucking with me. And I showed her that her pussy was worth way more than just giving it to a motherfucker. So what I'm saying is, while I'm showing her that, I know in my mind, in the back of my head, that bitch ain't got to give me the money. So as long as she around me and I'm giving her this game, I'm getting every dime she make. Because when she leaves, that bitch still got this game I gave her. So about why a pimp get all the money, now you know. You motherfuckers kill me, man. I hope that's all, man. I got other shit. Matter of fact, that is all. I'm going to take some more questions so y'all can call in. But wouldn't it be a great thing if I was able to start a, like, an elementary school? Think about it. Motherfucker started elementary school. And, of course, I ain't going to say the shit I'm saying to y'all. But I'm going to have that perspective. And I can show these kids a lot of shit that they're not learning now. Not that I'm going to change what they're learning. I'm going to change how they learn it. So, I mean, it could even be some kind of after-school program, you know, where we tutor students. But these students are in our hoods. I mean, I would even be willing to start a citizen or the population in the community, I forgot what it's called. But whatever, a citizen-run community center. And I grew up in Country Club Crest on Gateway and Griffin. There was a community center. It was a house that was converted into, you didn't have, the rooms was converted into study areas. And kids came to this community center to get help with schoolwork, to simply hang out in a safe environment, or just simply to get away from home, because, you know, we have shit going out. All right, 678, I see you got a question there, man. What is it?
What's going on, bud? Hey, just quick question.
Nothing with you, brother.
Nah, shit, man. Real quick question, though. Do you believe that every man that has, you know, morals, values, and principles is what starts their belief in what they believe? Like you were saying earlier on the last caller, like, whatever it is that you believe, you can tell somebody what you believe, but it's still up to that person whether they want to believe it or go with it or not. But it's not, but it's still not going to change what you believe. Like, you don't give a fuck if they go with it or not. You know, these are your thoughts. These are your beliefs. This is what you live by. Do you agree with that? If every man has his own...
Wait. Listen. When people ask questions, they should be brave enough to ask the question. And leave it at that. But you're not. You want to explain so much that I don't even know what the fucking question is anymore. What the fuck are you asking? Should a person believe in themselves? What are you asking?
Your morals, values, and principles that you have within yourself, is that what... Actually, damn, I fucked up my damn question. My question
Just stop. Listen, brother, you're doing what all of you guys do. You're not only overthinking what the fuck you want to ask, you're trying to make sure you ask it in a way that you get the answer you're looking for, which is why instead of asking the question, you're explaining what you're asking. Do that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, come on, man. Ask the fucking question. I ain't scared.
Okay. So, what you believe, is it what you believe based on morals, values, and principles?
What you believe is what you believe. What you do is based on your morals, values, and principles. Now, if what you believe is not what you do, then you're sort of in a bad place. But normally, not normally, in the best outcome, what you believe would be everything you do as far as in representation by what you do. You're not walking across the street because you believe you need to go across the street. You just believe you need to go where the fuck you need to go, and you know you're going to get there the safest way. So you chose to walk across the street. Do you understand that?
Yes. That was my next question. So is it the same thing as you can believe you can pull a bitch, but if you choose not to, is it anything different?
Let me ask you this, man.
All right.
And the only way I can help you is if you're going to be honest, but I just don't know if you will. But have you ever tried not to pull a bitch?
Have I ever tried not to pull a bitch?
You asked the fucking question.
No, I was repeating.
You asked the question. You act like it's really something to ponder.
Well, no, because the way you asked it, had to think about it.
No, the way I asked it is the way I asked it, which made you feel insecure about saying what you said because I must have something I want to say. Instead of you believing what you believe.
Right.
Do that fucking make sense?
Yeah, it do. Damn. You was a motherfucker. Okay. All right. I got you.
All right, bro. All right. 313. What's up, bro?
What's the deal, bud? This ride.
All right.
My question is, what is your, just simply, what's your definition of what it is to be a man?
To be a man, you got to be able to have different things that you want. You have to be able to identify what they are and how you're going to get them. And you have to not shy away from none of your responsibilities. If you had a girlfriend 12 years ago and you had a baby with her, you know, you got to take care of that kid. You ain't got to take care of that bitch, but you sure got to take care of that kid. I'm saying to be a man is you ain't running from nothing that you have actually brought upon yourself.
Mm. That's all I had to ask.
Okay, bro. I'm 100. Hey, see, I don't know, you know, what it should be, you know, a daycare center or whatever. I don't know what it really should be. But I do know this should be something done to reach the younger motherfuckers. I mean, it's so much that's not, I mean, there's a lot that is going on. But there's so much that's valuable that's not going on. Otherwise, back in the day when we had our community center, it was simply about coming here and learn, blah, blah, blah. Today's type of environment have all this shit in it that's involving money, all this shit in it that make it a business as far as being a community center. If God bless me, I'm going to do it. And where I get my inspiration from is Danny Thomas and that St. Jude Hospital. You guys don't know this, but I remember it was a show in the 60s called the Danny Thomas Show. And he was a whatever, entertainer. But after his show, he would come on and he would say, you know, God bless me. I am going to start a hospital for kids where the parents do not have to pay a single dime. Their transportation to the hospital, their accommodations as far as why they have to stay, if their child has to stay any time is paid for. All of their meals is paid for. And he used to say this, because all a parent should have to worry about is their child getting well. And that motherfucker did it. He opened St. Jude's. The kids don't have to pay shit. The kids come in there with whatever problem, and if they can, however, no matter what it costs, these motherfuckers doing. Now, if I can't support that, then I'm not worth shit. So what I'm saying is, this is my way to do what Danny Thomas did. I know these kids are fucked up. But they're not fucked up because they're fucked up kids. They're fucked up because of what they have access to. Just like all you motherfuckers that got access to me and they're talking about how you didn't improve, blah, blah, blah. If you didn't have access to a nigga, you wouldn't improve. But you still would have been in the same world that you're in. I'm saying these kids, man, they don't have no fucking avenues, and they're only kids. So I just want to look out. Now, what I'm saying is I was talking to this dude. You know, we made 10, 15-minute conversation. And I'm thinking I'm impressing him. That motherfucker said, Rosebud, you're a selfish, full of yourself, conceited bastard. I looked at that motherfucker and I handed him a Kleenex. And I said, man, wipe your goddamn glasses off so you can see. I thought you could see that shit when we started talking. Do you know why I said that? Because nothing else I could have said he would have believed. So I told him, I know I'm a selfish, conceited, whatever the fuck you said, bastard, and can we work together or not? See, most of you motherfuckers misunderstand me. And it's because of what you know. It's because of how you think. It's because of, you know, the world. And I know I scream pimp this, pimp that. And I scream that shit most of the time. And I'm hard or rough. But that's because that's who the fuck I am. I never claimed to be anything but a nigga, Rosebud, out the street, had hoes, woo, woo, woo. Now they got a little education. Now I think I know this, blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying. 617, what's up, bro? No, excuse me, 517.
Hey, that professor, how you doing? This Cameo.
Cameo, what's happening?
You professor, I'm chilling. I want to talk to you about the 60s. The civil rights era, you came up in that era. And in some ways, I relate more to you as Soul Man than in some ways Rosebud the Pimp. Because I'm a revolutionary type of brother in the spirit of Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying, Huey P. Newton and stuff
okay,
like that. And
so
I want to know.
Editorial, come on with your question.
What do you see as the difference between the 60s and now as far as the millennials, how they carrying on and how brothers back in your day did it?
Well, man, big difference. The people today, they don't really associate what they doing. I mean, they do. Don't get me wrong. Black Lives Matter, all that shit. But they don't associate it with being black. Back in the 60s, I mean, I don't give a fuck if you was gay. I don't give a fuck what you did that made you have to be, like, separate. You can't come on this ship trying to get what we trying to get as far as equality. Yeah, we understand you fucked up. We understand the shit is not equal for you. We will even support you. But you can't be on our platform. Why? Because this is black. And if they had, and this is what nobody understands. Listen, let's say before all this gay stuff and all this other identity stuff came about, it was like just white people and black people. And the white people, the majority, black people, the minority, they the one fucked up. So anything you do for the minority, let's say it's $10, that minority gets all $10. But the way it is today, they still give you $10. But the gays get it, the blacks get it, the Mexicans get it, the transsexuals get it. You know, any person that's a minority cuts into that pie, which is still only $10. So what is each community getting? Crumbs. That's why I ain't with. That's the difference as far as the 60s and now. Otherwise, if that was the case now, and we were like we were in the 60s, them, and let's say it's LGBT and transsexual and blah, 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 and it added up to six different minorities. They would have to cut six different minorities, not checks, but you know what I'm saying? Checks. And that particular minority would deal with that check, whereas the black minority would deal with the black minority's check. And everybody, whether or not it's a lot, it's enough, that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm saying you can't have one pie for a group of motherfuckers and then have that same pie for a multi-group of motherfuckers and expect people to be satisfied with their portion.
Yeah, because like now you...
Hear me, yo, hold on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hold on.
678,
what's up?
I'm still in the queue, man. I ain't got no questions.
Oh, you're still in the queue, all right. Okay, Cameo, go ahead.
Yeah, like now they got stuff like Black Lives Matter. And when it comes to that, I look at it kind of different because I ain't never been a person that was trying to take no kind of shit from no peck of wood. Whether they white or black, anytime they come at me with that racism stuff, I stand up to it and I face it head on. And what a lot of black people don't realize, they going out of their way to try to convince white people that black lives matter when you're supposed to show them with your actions that black lives matter.
Hey, stop right here, Cameo. That is the fucking difference. The Black Panthers... I mean, shit, man. When they came, their thing was, we didn't talk enough. I mean, fuck it. We finna put it down, man. Them motherfuckers start arming themselves and walk up and down Oakland streets. You know, the police pull the motherfucker over. Them niggas surround them motherfucking police. And them motherfucking police, they were scared to death. But them niggas didn't do shit. They just was like there with weapons, and the weapons was visible. Because at that time, you could arm yourself. That's what the NRA, you know, Second Amendment bullshit is. You have the right to arm yourself. So what I'm saying is this is like the mid-60s. The police pull you over, and the next thing you know, the Black Panthers is all around, taking pictures, all kind of goddamn shit. Why? Because the police is doing exactly what they're doing now. And these motherfuckers wasn't taking it no more. But
right,
it was the Black Panthers doing it basically for the black people. But what I'm saying is when they labeled it minorities and they put it into the legislation and they just defined it, they was being white people and nobody understood it. White people say, well, okay, fuck. Maybe we are fucked up and we should get them motherfuckers a nickel. And then they'll say, we're not saying we should give each one of them a nickel. you know, each minority, shit, that's cutting too much in our shit. Let's give them all a nickel and then they can divide. And that's what they did. That's what's fucked up now. And that's what the Black Panthers at one time was really standing for. Because if it wasn't for the Black Panthers being who they were, none of this shit would be going on the way it is, because the Black Panthers did not give a fuck, because they used the Constitution. They used the Constitution. Fuck you. Fuck what you're saying. It's legal for me to do this, and I'm doing it. And that's when they changed the laws. And that's why we have a controversy about guns, because when the Black Panthers came, the laws got changed to where you can't have a gun. But at the same time, I mean, you can have a gun, as long as it's legally obtained and blah, blah, blah. But you can't have it in public. Whereas that was a double-edged sword. Now the white people can't have it in public. That's when the NRA came up. And that's when the NRA come up to protect white people able to have guns, blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, it was because they didn't want niggas to have guns. And that's where you got the controversy. And that's where it didn't evolve to what it is today. Because at first, the NRA was so that white people can maintain the right to arm themselves. But at the same time, they wanted to make sure nah nigga can arm himself. Because what the Black Panthers did, they went to the Capitol with their guns. With their fucking guns. And they took it over until they, you know, heard this. I forget what it was about, but they did. And them white people just went crazy. Them niggas actually had a legal stance to do this, and they made sure. That's when they changed all that bullshit. But they did not expect it was doing a blanket law that it was going to affect white people. Now the white people oh no, this is fucked up. Woo-woo. That's when the NRA came up. Gun rights. You can do this. Woo woo woo. But in reality, in the early days, as much as they said, you know, nigga, you can have this, that, and the other, they were saying niggas can't have it though. They were saying that in the early days. But after all this legal, you know, racial equality, whatever bullshit came about, it evolved to some constitutional right. But in reality, NRA is an organization that wanted to protect the Ku Klux Klan and all white people being able to shoot a motherfucker for whatever reason they deemed, you know, okay. But at the same time, niggas can't have no guns. That's what it was about.
To shoot
back. That's why it fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, because something that I learned that black people got to understand.
Hold on, fuck you. Let me get 313. You've been waiting a long time.
Yeah, it's right back again. Pertaining to the subject matter, at what point did black people become more devised? Because it seems nowadays you can't even, you know, build some shit with somebody without trying to tear it down. Yeah, you know, we used to be Black Panthers and more unified.
Listen, everything is systematic, bro. Listen to me. Every race, Japs, let's say when they came to the U.S., they was, you know, whatever, aliens or whatever. Not aliens, but tell me you haven't heard of somewhere in New York, Japan town, somewhere in California, Japan town, somewhere in Texas, Japan, in every state, every minority, Chinatown, Germantown, where the Italians are, where the Africans are, everywhere there is, I mean, in every state, there is somewhere where whatever race can go and be with their people, except niggas. American niggas. Where is Niggerville, the ghetto? Where is Blacktown? In anywhere. They took they took anything that we had to identify with, and it was bad. It was wrong to do, blah, blah, blah. So everybody ain't saying nothing. We ain't using our language. You know, we ain't thinking about doing nothing African, blah, blah, blah. But in Japantown, they showed doing Japanese shit. In Chinatown, they shoot blowing up whatever they blowing up for whatever holiday. All the Jews in the Jews town doing whatever the fuck they, you know. The Italians over there, the Sicilians. I said every motherfucker had their area to come when they come to the United States. Except niggas. Period. So as far as what makes us divided is because a Chinaman can be with a Chinaman in Chinatown and think about doing some shit. A nigga can't be with another nigga thinking about doing some shit. Nigga, you way out of line. And what I'm saying is whenever that shit did happen, no matter where it was, of whatever they stand, that Blacktown and Tulsa and Greenville, all this old motherfucking shit. They burnt it, killed it. Them motherfuckers did that. They didn't do it to Chinatown. Mm. They didn't do it to Japanese town of Little Tokyo. They didn't even do it to the Mexican shit. They only did it to niggas. So, after everybody understand what's happening, they're raising us, man. We can't be together. Nigga, you live next door to me, man. One nigga is fucked up. Two niggas, oh, we gonna do something. Three niggas, they starting some shit. And that's just three niggas in the same city. This is how we used to live. And you motherfucking young motherfuckers with this today bullshit don't remember none of this shit because you wasn't living when it was going on. And you ain't going to read shit. You know, you just going to surmise what you surmise. Niggas, I mean, do you know what strange fruit mean, bro?
No, sir.
Strange fruit. That was a real saying in the South because you ride down the street and you see niggas hanging from trees. Bro, this shit was real. This is not some made-up bullshit that we trying to tell you about. These Peckerwoods deemed niggas whatever. And they would have them hanging in trees. And motherfucker, you know, you see the apples hanging low like that, so you know it's time to pick them. You know, you see whatever fruit hanging a little low, not that they on the ground or whatever, but they're just hanging a little low. They ripe. So these motherfuckers got the rope, whatever, a foot or whatever, hanging. They're hanging like fruit. Or at least that's what they, you know, compared it to back then. Bro, I'm telling you, man, niggas like me, my age, is way more important than you really know because of the things we know. And I'm sure there's people way older than me that's living that you really need to talk to. Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a very, 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 very old white person? No. But you so seen very, 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 very fucking old black people. And when it comes to why are you living, male or female? I remember this 127-year-old woman. She said, well, since I was 90, I kind of changed because I don't mess with them young boys no more. She says she smoked. She says she smoked 2 cigarettes, and she drank her 3 glasses of red wine every day. And I eat the normal food that I grow that I've eaten, which is all the wrong food according to these motherfuckers. And she said, and the dude said, well, what do you mean, you know, mess with the young boys anymore? She said, well, I'm 127 now. And I used to have to mix it up at least once a month. He said, mix it up? Listen, he said, mix it up. She said, you know, have sex. And the dude don't know what to say because this is a 127-year-old woman. So he goes on and say, well, what did you attribute it to? She said, sex is important. But those 2 cigarettes and those 3 glasses of wine and every one of that toast in the fat back, she made everything fucked up as the reason why she was living a long time. And if you fuck with a nigga that has been living over 120 years, they'll tell you they was eating like they was eating back in slavery time. They didn't eat healthy. They didn't do what all that shit. Now, I say it all that to say this. They used to want to know why niggas was so much stronger than white people. They don't want to know that shit no more because they changed it. Once they found out it was our diet, every fucking thing that we niggas like is bad to eat. And everybody eats healthy. And look at them, they dying. They ain't even, I'm saying, you still got niggas eating like when they were slaves. And them niggas fast, they strong, they want to know why niggas is like they are. And it was our diet. It was our diet. So now everything on the health tip, and you see white people competing now, because you got niggas going for that goddamn stupid-ass fucking shit. Jesse Owens didn't do none of that health bullshit. Jim Brown didn't do none of that health bullshit. I'm just saying, man. The proof is in the pudding. You feel me? Oh, I got so many of y'all. Hey, I got so many of y'all open. Y'all don't even know who I'm talking to. I'm closing all y'all down.
Yeah, this one.
Hey, Kevin, I got you open, bro. What's happening?
Hello?
Yeah, I got you. What's up?
Oh, what's up? Hey, so when I'm listening to what you're saying, man. You're saying that the game has changed and the opportunities are equal. Do you think it's possible for a man to run a stable, not horn them, but see, you got some women who work and you want to manage them and live off of them? Would that be possible in your mind this day and age?
Bro.
With having your own thing going, though.
Bro, why would you even want to do that? I don't think it's possible because your ears are open to too much bullshit. When you a nigga running the stable, your ears are absolutely closed to what the fuck you think. Now, I don't give a fuck if they're stable hoes or they're stable of goddamn bitches that drive race cars. To have a stable, you got to make all them motherfuckers believe what you believe. But you got to be able to talk to them individually. So, and you got to be able to make the point stand out to that particular individual. It can't, or it could be, but it don't have to be the same point to the next bitch. Now, if you could do all that, then that's how you have a stable of any kind of bitches.
Yeah. Hmm.
You know why you said yeah like that?
Why?
Because that shit didn't help you. It's the answer to the motherfucking question you had. But it didn't help you. So what does that say, bro?
I get what you're saying, though.
No, fuck that.
What's the right thing to ask?
Hey, bro, a motherfucker can understand, man, when you go up that hill, when you're on the roller coaster and it's just not getting ready to get started, and you're going up here and you're just cresting the hill, you ready for that scary shit, long as it's within the boundaries of what you can handle. Because as soon as that motherfucker starts doing some shit that you didn't expect it to do, your ass gonna be up for grabs. I'm just saying, man. You lying to yourself, man. See, I'm thinking this real, man. Hey, bro. I mean, you don't have to see what I'm saying. You don't even have to go for what I'm saying. I just make sure I say what's right. You do what you got to do as far as that goes. If you want to keep lying to yourself about what you qualify for, what you capable of, go ahead. It ain't hurting me. If you lying, who is it hurting, bro?
See, nobody. Me, if anybody.
So I didn't ask you if anybody. I just asked who wasn't hurting. And it's hurting you. So my point is, that's up. Straight, I don't know what you want. You do. And if you want it, go get it. Quit talking shit. Quit having reasons for not having it. Quit doing all that bullshit motherfuckers do. Because that makes you average. You guys, excuse me. You guys choose to be average. When a bitch see a dude, let me ask you this, bro. How many times or how many women do you think have actually met a person, dude, that had ideas and actually saw them to fruition? I mean, there's such thing. We know it is. But I'm saying, how many, you know, on a general basis? Very few, don't you think? But why is it very few?
Because niggas like to talk. They like the way they feel sound and make them feel.
No, stop, bro. No, it ain't niggas like to talk. Niggas like to talk bullshit. So what I'm saying is the bitch is, you know, not realizing he's talking bullshit. And she listening to him and she's sort of going for it. Only to find out it's bullshit. What the fuck do you think that does to that bitch?
Run him off.
Well, run off of him. But what about with dudes? Don't you think that make her very apprehensive when it comes to fucking with dudes? Especially if she has been down that road thousands of times.
Right.
This is why I preach what I preach, man. You motherfuckers talk at bitches. You don't talk to the bitch because you're not talking about something that you care about her talking about. You're only saying whatever the fuck you think is slick to say, and you ain't really tripping. I ain't going to trip when I say what I think is slick, so you're right to do that. But at the same time, you wrong to just be talking at that bitch. That's my point. And I think, bro, I think you and all the motherfuckers listen is scared of that. You scared to talk to a bitch. You scared to say some shit that's really showing you. You want to show whatever you think the bitch want to see or bitches want to see. And I mean, I ain't mad at you. But what I'm saying is what I know that none of you motherfuckers is that the bitch wanna see me. Unless she talking to you. If she talking to you, she wanna see you. And if she talking to Steve the Dean, she talking to Steve the Dean. She wanna see him. I'm just saying, man, I know that shit. Y'all don't. Y'all bang the bitch wanna talk to some other motherfucker she ain't talking to. That's why you trying to be guessing that bitch is. No, bitch, I ain't in the fuck. I know you want to talk to me. I know. I'm so fucked up that I'm conceited to the extent I already bought my rubbers for you, baby. I mean, you say shit like that to a bitch. God damn. That fucking bro. That fucking bro be tripping. So, I mean, I'm trying to get through. You know, I got a whole bunch of bullet points. So let me get through my bullet points. Hey, that don't mean I don't want you motherfuckers to call. Whoever the fuck wants to call in, call in. Even though I'm talking shit about my bullet points. What I'm saying is, I'm me. I gotta be me. I mean, I can't tell you about welding. I can't tell you how to burn this or whatever the fuck they be doing. And if I thought I could, just because I know everything, that would be like a football player. A football motherfucking player trying to explain the crossover. Could you imagine a football player trying to explain that crossover move basketball players make? What I'm saying is, do you think a basketball player, even though he's a professional, could he explain to you how to take a hit from a middle linebacker? Oh shit, you guys just could. 6, 7, 8. I thought I took you guys off. 6, 7, 8, you still on here? You got another question? No, he don't. Okay, 817, you got a question.
I mean, I'm really just listening, man. I just want to know what the difference is between talking head and talking to.
You want to know what the difference between confidence and what?
Talking at and talking to.
Oh, talking at and talking to. Okay, yeah. Listen to me, brother. When you talking at a bitch, you kind of know what you have to say or want to say, and you saying it. And you kind of, you know, running what you're saying down. And the bitch make it come in and say, well, what makes you think that? But you don't even hear it. You just keep on talking. Or you act like you don't hear it. You just keep on talking. And then the bitch is listening. You didn't answer that question. And then the bitch say, well, I be thinking, you know, that, you know, sometimes it ain't like that. And you don't even hear that. You don't respond to it. You might have heard it, but you don't respond. That's talking at a bitch. Talking to a bitch is, you know, the exact same shit. But as you talk, you're paying attention. So otherwise, when this bitch interjects something that's letting you see where she's coming from, you're just running on with what she's saying. You try to implement what she's actually saying into your continuation of where you was coming from, response. Even though it wasn't in there initially. That's talking to the bitch. If you can't roll like that, that's because you don't listen, you ain't used to listening, then you better get used to listening. You don't supposed to listen to a bitch, otherwise do what she's saying. But you got to listen to the bitch in order to talk to her. Because if you
don't...
And
get her to see where you're coming from.
If you, in order to talk to her, or when you talk to her, that's the only way she's going to see where you coming from. That's why they don't see where y'all coming from. You be talking at them, and what they be doing is holding up their guards like they do to every motherfucker that talk at them. They ain't letting nothing you say penetrate their guards. As soon as your voice sounds like this nigga that hit on her last night that was a liar, as soon as anything you say is the same shit is some motherfucker saying to her that was a liar, she got her guards up. That's why you got to be way colder than that. And you got to be able to talk to the bitch about that. That's the case where she's at. Or life. Or corona. Or politics. Not politics, I take that back. But a lot of different shit. And you don't have to talk about it. You just mention it. And then the bitch going to say whatever she say. And then you're going to take what she say and make it part of your conversation. And as you do this, this goddamn bitch is saying this motherfucker is actually listening to me talking to me. But in reality, all you're doing is manipulating her to understand you. But you can't get her to understand you unless you get her guards down. That's why you don't hit on that bitch. You don't make your voice sound sharp. You got to depend on the next contact. Because what I'm saying is you do this shit real fast. You don't sit there no 30 minutes with no bitch. Even if I was planning on sitting here 30 minutes and I start talking to this bro, I ain't going to be here 30 seconds after I get done saying what I got to say. I'm leaving. Period. Bitch, call me. I don't want your number. You know, you can have my card. Call me. And if she do, I already know I called her. Other than that, I ain't going to even remember her. I don't give a fuck how fine you is, you fine-ass motherfucker. Do you think you the only fine bitch in the world? Do you think you the only motherfucker that got 38 double Ds or whatever the fuck shit? Man, you can't let no bitch rule you, man. You got to rule yourself. Here, you can't rule no bitch. The only thing you can rule is your goddamn self. And when you understand that, you'll have accomplished the big shit. You understand that, bro?
Hey, that's heavy.
That's what I'm saying, bro, because that's what I do. Listen, I know the ins and outs of any game. I mean, not all game. I don't know everything. But the ins and outs, I know that shit because being in the game, period. Being in the game, period, will have you learn about a lot of shit that you're not involved with, but it's definitely in the game. So, you know, if you fucking with them niggas, them drag niggas, them paper hangers, or whatever you call them motherfuckers, if you fucking with them motherfuckers, your bitch being in the front, then your motherfucking ass is going to be visiting that bitch soon in the pen. Now, motherfuckers do what they do. If you don't understand, you can get played or you can understand and get the negative. I respect each and every aspect of this wide, fast game that I'm in. It ain't just about no fucking pimps. But I did pimp for mine. So I can't help but, I don't know, be prejudiced toward the pimping. This has been a long growth period for me. Actually, it's my third. I remember during my second growth period that I grew to understanding helping people. First, I was greedy. My first growth period, I just was greedy. I want everything for me. My second period, you know, I fucking, like I said, I just want to help people. I've been willing to help, you know, my neighbors, my black neighbors especially. But I go fair when it comes to help. You know, I don't give a fuck who the neighbor is or what race. There's no distinction that they ain't my neighbor, we're a part of the same hood. But I swear, if I win this year, I'm going to look into what I've been talking about. I'm gonna try to find a way to give back to these kids. These kids need it. You know, I may even get a home base for Sidewalk University. And, you know, maybe like a building instead of just some internet shit. And have it, part of it turned into a community center where kids can come and be safe. I mean, that shit's all an idea right now. But I'm going to go hard on it. I'm telling you the truth. Sidewalk University is too valuable to stop where it is right now. It's just... I can't. And I mean, you know, when you're the way I am, you're just in a perpetual state of thinking. I mean, you just keep thinking. And I'm telling you, babe, this is tiring. So I need I got to start really understanding me time. But really, when it comes to me time, you know, it's the time when I don't do any of the thinking or the tripping or whatever the fuck. But guess what? That's why I don't get any me time. Because it's damn near impossible for me to stop thinking, especially about what I need to do. I'm always working on something. Then, even though I'm always working on these things, I come up short all the time. Ain't that a bitch? No, I don't think it is a bitch. I think it's life. And I'm living it. I'm coming up with all the ups and downs and whatever the fuck. I'm going to lay that shit until they throw dirt on me. Period. I'm like this. I don't know. You might know this or have noticed that I ain't been on Facebook. I really used to love Facebook, but I ain't been on it. And that was once a place where, you know, I really had respect for it. Until all the, you know, silly bullshit started going on with it. And of course, I was in some of it. I invited some of it. You know, some of it's funny, some of it's not. But lately, I don't even have a time. Nor do I even want to engage that type of shit anymore. I mean, it did help me, you know, learn how to apply my wares on the internet. But I've noticed that, you know, Facebook is just different now. It's more philosophical. Some of the shit is serious. Some of it's not. But what's strange to me is the things that are coming from fools. Otherwise, I recognize them from when I deem them fools. Yet their posts nowadays is making sense. I mean, that's philosophical, so that's, you know, one thing about philosophy. We all have opinions. You know, and I guess theirs is as good as anyone else's. So I do enjoy reading them, even from the fools. I guess fools are only fools when they're being foolish. When you decide to enter a particular environment, you better be down. If you are, and you go through what this environment has to offer and, let's say, retire, I mean, that's the only time you're going to receive your crown. Even though you're crown worthy, you cannot think about receiving a crown until you're done. Now, it's an, you know, ongoing battle, but the accolades are many. But when it's all said and done, I'm telling you, when it's all said and done, how you feel is what's important. I have people I know who didn't, you know, make the right turns in the game, and they remember the game with malice. You know, just as I know people who did everything correctly, then they treasure, they simply treasure the memories that they have of the game. I mean, this is Pimps and Hoes. Is it fair to say memories for most of you are far way off? Just don't forget along the way that those memories don't have to be pleasant. Now, you all are going to have memories at one point, and those memories are going to help you live the rest of your life with grace and dignity. Because these things were things you know you've done. Well, unless you were, you know, not now. In that case, you're going to be like these motherfuckers I'm telling you about. A lot of pimps and hoes I know who were not down. They be mad at the world. They be mad at the world. But I know the game ain't no joke. It's just not a joke. That's why you should dream, and you should dream big. Everyone should strive to achieve whatever their dreams are. I strove to become great in an arena where the majority of the motherfuckers fail to become great in. But, you know, that don't make me better than the average motherfucker or, you know, anyone else. I don't even want to be better. I just don't want to be less than any great person. I don't want to be looked upon as a person with an extreme amount of tenacity. I'm going to bust something on you right now. That word tenacity, it's a word that it's not really used in our conversations that often. Tenacity, that means, you know, the wherewithal. You're going to stand it. You're going to go through it. You're going to make sure it works for you. Tenacity is not really used because it's just not an everyday word. But that word can be applied to things we do every day. And if you spell that word out, you can see why it's so important. Tenacity. The T is for truth. It's for true effort, which is what the E is for. The E is for your effort. The T is for true. The E is for effort. Remember these words that I'm using. The N is for never. The A is for allows. The C is for curious. The I is for intelligence. And the T is for two, with the with the Y being for yield. Now, what I want you to understand is this is an acronym for the word tenacity. But did you know that word, whatever it is, don't have to be tenacity. That's just the word that I saw it used. If you can make it spell out your motherfucking life or what you're trying to do, some of your goals, that word's going to be important to you. Damn. If you can make an acronym, shouldn't it be a sentence that reads something about you? The word tenacity, using its letters to make an acronym, the words from that acronym reads true efforts, never allows, curious tells to yield. What that means is a real want or desire will never allow the curiosity you have about be intelligent to this, to stop or to wait. Come on, man. My dream is only now beginning. I mean, I did this yesterday. I sent in the money for some of my gear for SWU. And as I was sending it, I became emotional. Fuck, I know you don't want to hear that bitch shit from me, but I fucking did. I mean, I still can't believe I started this shit in such a record time. And I'm certain, you know, it could not have been done with the help of God, you know. The man upstairs is in my corner. And as this shit does go, I pray that, you know, God sees fit for me to continue and complete my destiny, my journey. And that's to help you guys fucking win. To help you win as men. I mean, we'll see next year, 15 months. You know, if I need it, or if I indeed have the tenacity to continue on and maintain the quality, you know, of where I'm coming from and push us all in a forward direction. I'll then really accept that I'm truly an exceptional man. I'm an exceptional man who have been graced with God's presence. And I've been blessed with his guidance to have the ultimate, which is believing in myself. Ha! Come on, man. You motherfuckers probably don't even know all this. Whatever. See, but you know, he might be. That's my name. Well, man, I don't know, man. You know, you got to stop it. You fucking like that. Yo. The nasty and everything. Hey, Fierce Soul, that's dope. 4 months to go. Heard of Matt Grow Big Dog. Nice time. I know blood love, but I do there. Irvin Mac, that fat boy, Pharaoh. I don't know him because he was, man, Pharaoh. I don't know, man. I don't know that nigga. But he told me. But I was getting more of me than you followed it. Okay, man. You know what, you motherfuckers? I don't like this men are responding to the chat room because I don't be on the chat room and I don't really know what to chat about. So I would like for you 200 motherfuckers to call. But of course you're not. But can more of you call in with your comments, with whatever? That's scary, man. You ain't got to be scared of my motherfucking ass. I'm out.